Welcome to UC Irvine. It's only natural that you should want to get involved with your campus. In fact, many great scholars and academicians have left their mark here. Hopefully, someday, you will be able to say that your involvement at UCI made a difference, and you'll be able to enter society armed to carry out your duties as a full-fledged, red-blooded American citizen. To help you get involved here, we have prepared the story of Daniel G. Irvine. Now, before we start, please understand that Daniel G. Irvine was a bimbo. However, when Dan was accepted at UCI, things were no different. In an attempt to shed his bimbosity, he vowed he would be involved. At first, he thought drugs were the answer. Then he tried alcohol and wild parties. Finally, when those didn't work, he tried to pull his fancy moves on the women. But it was no good. In the throes of desperation, Dan sought help. In the office of Seth Sr., Dan poured out his heart. And, as you remember, it was quite a sad tale. Seth, having been around, took pity on Dan. It was obviously a situation that demanded a great deal of sensitivity. Seth, being a man of action, helped Dan plan his strategy. Let's face it, he needed a lot of help. Seth surmised the best way to become involved would be to acquaint Dan with some of the more fruitful opportunities at UCI. First, he told Dan about ASUCI, the Associated Students at UC Irvine, that is. At ASUCI, Dan found out about the many committees and activities he could be involved with. Seth also suggested Dan try campus organization services right down the hall from the Associated Students' offices. No, Dan, wrong hall.
You are a young man and you're eager to seek a way to let the world know what you think. The lesson learned is not taught at a school. You have to start first by being the fool.
But I've seen changes. They happen every day. And I see change away. You give your life away for what can return? A chance to see your name in lights while you learn. Your manager is home and working away to keep you on the road and move from day to day. But I see changes.
Seth also thought Dan could use some exercise, so he sent him over to the recreation office. After all, why let such a beautiful physique go to waste? Seth was in a quandary. He didn't know where to send Dan next. Finally, he decided Dan needed support. Seth decided he'd better spell things out. Student Support Services was what he meant to infer.
Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
Can't have you hiding.
I've been waiting all the night. People waiting for the light. Sunshine, sunshine. Wake up, sunshine. Let me feel your warm sunlight on me.
Can't have you hiding.
Night was long and night was cold. But today we're one day older. Sunshine, you make my life sunshine.
Dan was relieved, and he hoped that someday he could be as involved as Seth Sr.